Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This is the 53rd week of our look at the book of Genesis as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Remember, we've already said that Jacob loved Joseph. Why was Joseph special to him? Well, who was Joseph's mama? Rachel. And boy, he loved Rachel. And just another sideline out of this. Rachel was, the Bible tells us, she was a beautiful woman, very attractive. And so most likely, Joseph was also a good-looking young man. We'll find this with Potiphar's wife when he, next week we'll be in that section about Potiphar's wife and all. And obviously Potiphar's wife found Joseph a good-looking young man. You know, just, I want to be careful how I say this, you know. I'll just leave it alone. There's no way, a good way of saying this, you know. But it's in the genes. You know, had a nice-looking mother, Rachel, so the young boy was probably a handsome young man. And so he was Jacob's favorite son. So go check on him. So he did. He came to Shechem. Again, it just took Joseph a couple days. He went on his own. Verse number 15 through 17. And a certain man found him and said, "Behold, he was wandering in the field." And the man asked him, speaking of Joseph, saying, "What seekest thou?" And he said, "I seek my brethren. Tell me, I pray thee, where they feed their flocks." And the man said, "They are departed hence, for I heard them say, 'Let us go to Dothan.'" And Joseph went after his brethren and found them in Dothan. Now, Dothan was another 20 miles even farther north. So it's another day's journey. As he would leave, it took him a couple of days to get to Shechem. It's another day. Now he had to go to Dothan. But it's interesting that this man saw Joseph wandering around. Of course, Joseph had his coat of many colors on, so he stood out. And the man obviously was watching him kind of wander. "Hey, are you lost, son? What are you looking for?" "Well, I'm looking for my brothers." Found out who his brothers were, and he said they went to Dothan. Now, this ain't Dothan, Alabama. This is another Dothan, you know. It literally is 20 miles north of Shechem, so he had to go a little bit farther. Well, this is interesting. Let's read verse number 18. "And when they saw him afar off," who is they? The brothers saw him afar off. Here's the question I have for you. How did they know that was Joseph afar off? The coat of many colors. Exactly. That's why some people talk about the coat. How do you know it was a coat of many colors? Because, boy, it stood out in the distance. Ain't nobody had anything like this. I don't know what colors it were, what they were, the colors were. I don't know. But obviously, it was something that stood out. It wasn't a typical coat where they would have brown or some kind of a dull color, whatever they would wear at the time. But when they saw him way out there, there's Joseph. I wonder what he's doing here. Well, let's read a little farther. "When they saw him afar off, even before he came near unto them, they started plotting, and they conspired against him to slay him." So remember, they had already been traveling 3-4 days at least. And that's probably all they were talking about was Joseph. I mean, "I can't stand him," and all this kind of. And then when they saw him, they knew that Dad was sending Joseph to check up on him. He's done that before. Remember, we read earlier where Joseph went back and told Jacob about Bilhah and his sons and who was the other handmaiden or concubine? Zilpah, where he went back and told on those boys that the Bible said they were doing evil. They were probably cutting up, fooling around, not doing what they're supposed to do. And Joseph went back and told Dad, well, here he comes again. And their mind, Jacob sending Joseph to check up on him, and Jacob was, but at the same time, they didn't like that. Hey, we're the older brothers. So they said, let's do something about this. In verse number 18, they conspired. The word conspired means they plotted to slay him. Then we read verse number 19. Now this is, as he's coming, he's approaching that coat of many colors, and they said one to another, "Behold, this dreamer cometh." And it's interesting, the word dreamer literally means one who masters dreams. Who masters dreams. And it was a cut. They were talking about, that's all he's good for. He's just a dreamer. He's mastered that. Sometimes we'll use that old saying, he's a jack of all trades and master of none. They said he can't do nothing but lay around and dream. And that's the emphasis there. Behold, the dreamer. There he is. He's the master dreamer. He comes. Verse number 20. "Come now, therefore, and let us slay him. Let us kill him and cast him into some pit. And we will say some evil beast has devoured him, and we shall see what will become of his dreams." Literally saying, let's kill him. And let's throw him into a pit. And we'll tell Dad a lion or something got him. Well, then they said, we will see what becomes of his dreams. That'll be the end of him and his dreams, and it serves him right. So that was their thought, okay, as he was coming. Of course, we know the end of this story, and that we're going to go a little farther with this into our study. But let me just kind of front it by saying this. At the end of Genesis, we see those boys facing Joseph again. He's now ruler, second command of all Egypt. And Joseph tells those boys what man meant for evil, God meant for good. That, by the way, that's the whole story of Joseph's life. What men meant for evil, whether it was the boys or we get into Potiphar, that baker and all these other things that we're finding out. What men meant for evil, God meant for good. God has a plan for us. God's sovereign. We don't understand it. We're fixing to find out that he gets thrown in the pit and Joseph couldn't understand. What have I done? Well, here they did in verse number 20. We're going to tell Dad that a lion and something has got a hold of Joseph. And then we'll see what becomes of his dreams. Verse number 21 and 22. It's really interesting. And Reuben. Who is Reuben? He's the oldest son. Okay, Reuben. He's the oldest boy. Matter of fact, remember, Jacob already had a problem with Reuben because what had happened earlier with Reuben, I won't get into that. But anyway, when Reuben heard it, and he delivered him out of their hands and said, "Let us not kill him." So already, obviously, the boys had took Joseph, and don't you know he was shocked and surprised? They snatched him. They're about to throw him into the pit. Reuben said, "Wait," and the Bible says, he took Joseph out of their hands. "Let's not kill him." And Reuben said unto them, "Shed no blood, but let's just cast him into the pit that is in the wilderness. Lay no hand upon him, that he might rid him out of their hands and deliver him to his father again." What this is saying, Reuben's saying, let's not kill him. Let's just throw him in the pit with the idea he'll just stay there and he'll die or whatever, and we'll leave him alone. The boys would think that, but Reuben had other ideas. They're going to throw him in the pit, and then when the boys would leave, he would come back, get him out of the pit. Speaking of Joseph, he would rescue Joseph and bring him back to Dad. He didn't want him to die. Following? So they were going to throw him in the pit, and Reuben said, "I'll rescue him and take him back to Dad, deliver him to his father again." Verse number 23. Thank you. My eyes are getting bad. I'll see my doctor Tuesday. It's live streamed, ain't it? Okay, they'll get this. Your doctor, and he told me I'm getting, what do you think, that little cloud? Cataracts. I'm too young to have cataracts. And I saw him a few months ago, and I said, "Doc, my eyes ain't as clear as they used to be." You're getting cataracts. You're going to have somebody scraped. I guess they get it scraped off, so that's why 23 looks like 29, but anyway. I'm going to have to be like y'all and get the large print Bibles.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. And visit us online at westwoodmbc.org to hear more teaching like this. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.